is the abundant life? How do you find one? How do you make one? How do you live one? I ask this question, what is the abundant life, to those who are gathered for our weekly 7:30 Eucharist in the chapel this past Wednesday morning. And after a few moments, the morning silence began to fill with offerings of words and ideas about the abundant life. It has something to do with knowing your need, knowing what you really need, someone said. And then when you have it, feeling gratitude for what you have. Like when you're really, really thirsty and someone offers you a glass of water. Another one offered, it means living the life that's really yours to live, living an authentic life, not the one that others say you should live or that society says that you should live. It's living your authentic life, that person said. Someone else shared about the last time that she and all her family were gathered together over the holidays. It means being surrounded by the people you love, she said, being in their presence and witnessing and watching them, loving one another and being together. Someone else remarked that the abundant life is not the same thing as a life of excess, and that our world and our society often mix up the two. And it has something to do with sight, someone offered, about being able to see what's around you, being able to see what's really there. Sight, this gift of being able to see and recognize what's there, being able to see the light, as you may recall, is a major theme in the Gospel of John. And the passage we just heard from the 10th chapter of John occurs right after the scene when Jesus restores sight to a man born blind. It's right after this miracle, this sign of healing, of sight being restored, that Jesus begins painting an image with words that his followers throughout the centuries and us have become familiar with, this image of sheep following their shepherd, who calls them and knows them by name, who keeps them together and leads them into a safe enclosure overnight, and then out again during the day to graze and to feed, to find pasture and water. The sheep are led to find everything that they need, everything that they truly need, food, water, shelter, if they but follow the voice of the one who knows them, who cares for them, who calls them. And it's this scene of needs being fulfilled by following the voice of the one who cares and knows and loves. It's this scene that occurs right after the healing of the man born blind. And it's this scene that Jesus paints as the abundant life, the abundant life. I've been thinking about this passage in light of the early morning wisdom spoken collectively by our 7:30 a.m. Eucharist group, that the abundant life is knowing what you really need, that the abundant life is being able to see it and recognize it when you have it, that the abundant life is feeling gratitude for what you have. And I've been thinking a lot about my friend Yutka. Yutka lives in a village called Hardoof, about 20 miles northwest of the modern town of Nazareth in Israel. I met her years ago when I lived as a volunteer in a small monastic community not far from Yutka's village. Yutka's coming for dinner, I kept hearing throughout the day. Yutka's coming today. Yutka's going to be here soon. Yutka's bringing dinner. Who's Yutka? I asked. You don't know who Yutka is? No, I haven't met her before. Well, just you wait. Yutka's coming for dinner. She did come for dinner, And when I finally had a chance to meet her and sit down with her, it took all of about 5 minutes for me to understand what people were talking about. There was something in her face, something in her eyes, something that shone forth from deep within, a light and a love and a presence that you just felt and knew that you were loved and immediately cared for. There was something in her voice, a warm and resonant and deep voice that spoke with her hint of a Transylvanian Hungarian accent, and she would greet you with a, "Darling, hello, darling," the first time that she met you. There was something in her hands, in her big and warm and beautiful and strong hands that were shaped and carved by a life of giving and receiving, of welcoming and taking in. There was something about her hands and her arms outstretched, bubbling forth with life and welcome and love. And there was this life energy, this palpable force that came through her and surrounded her and made you feel that all you wanted to be was just in her presence, in the here and now. And there was something about the food that Jutka prepared. You see, in her village of Hardoof, she runs and owns and serves at a restaurant where she cooks and prepares food from the garden of the village. And it's clear that anything that you eat that Jutka has prepared has been made with love and attention, a presence of being, that the chef has been thinking about who she's been cooking for. There's something about her face, her eyes, her voice, her hands, her arms outstretched, and the food that she prepares that speaks of the abundant life. I got to be friends with Jutka, and I would visit her in her village. Where she lives and the size of the space, her home where she lives, is not that much bigger than the choir room with a couple of extra rooms, a small kitchen off to the side, and a guest room where she can receive folks. She has plants around the house that are watered and tended. She has some pieces of artwork that have been made by her son, an artist, and people that she loves. She has people coming in and out of her house all day and in the restaurant where she works. Jutka lives an abundant life. Has nothing to do with how much money she makes, although she makes enough to feed herself and to clothe herself and not to worry about it and to give to others who are in need. It has nothing to do with the kinds of clothes she wears. She wears whatever she wants and wears it with style and flair. It has nothing to do with how pain-free or suffering-free or tragedy-free her life has been, because Jutka has known her share of suffering. It has something to do with the security and the safety and the refuge that she finds in her community, in her faith, in her deep abiding knowing that she is loved and cared for beyond measure, and extending that hospitality and welcome to all that she meets. She exudes this abundant life that people are drawn to, not allowing herself to be robbed of her life by anxiety and regret over the things that she has done that she can't change, not allowing herself to be robbed by the thief of anxiety for a tomorrow that has not yet come. She exudes presence and offering and gift. She has chosen life. The glory of God is a human being fully alive, and that is Jutka. So I think abundant living does have something to do with having your true needs align with what you truly desire and being able to recognize what you have, being able to see it and recognize it and feel gratitude for it. And there's something about following the voice of Jesus that shows us that way to abundant life. Because the good news, as Jesus tells it, is that there is more than enough. There is more than enough. And if we dare listen for his voice in our lives, we will have and live an abundant life. May we have the courage to follow. Amen.